Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now real quick, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to give you a quick heads up, friends, that we are going to be at, for the love of God and country, Best Western Holiday Lodge. It's my understanding there's going to be a 400 person ceiling. The last one we did was 300. It was sold out and people are still coming in. Do check it out on Bradley's schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, it's called For the Love of God and Country, Best Western Holiday Lodge, 2023 7th Avenue North, Clear Lake, Iowa. This is Saturday, February 19th. At 5 o'clock, it starts till 9 o'clock. Food included. I guess there's tickets, so you're going to have to do your own due diligence. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to Bradley's schedule, go to the bottom of that page, and there's an email where you can contact these individuals to get tickets if you're in the area. If not, hey, you know what? We just got done driving 2,500 miles in 7 days. I preached 8 times in 7 days, so there's no complaints here. And on top of that, friends, we're always coming to you, so let's see you come to us in support of the message and in support of the cause. Now, really quick, I want to get to something before we get to getting you caught up as to what's going on a global basis, and before we get over to introducing you to their masters, because this is exactly what politicians are doing. They're emulating their masters. They're parroting what their masters tell them, and it's interesting how we just caught some news today, how Nancy Pelosi, at the beginning of this pandemic, told people to shut up about CDC statistics, and which gives us an insight to the fact that she already knew exactly what was coming on. And to suggest otherwise, friends, you're disingenuous or just plain ignorant, one of the two. So it's going to be your call as to how you take that. But this needs to stop. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes here. On the way out and about, roundabout, taking care of business today, I listen to a lot of stuff, and I get inundated with a lot of stuff. And I'm always there to say, Lord, what is it that you want me to share with the people to keep them in the know as to what's coming? And I always get the information every day. I get the download. I'm on social media platforms constantly. If I'm not in the Word, I'm in the Constitution. If I'm not doing that, I'm watching some sort of documentary. And to keep us apart as to what's going on, like the sons of Issachar knew the times, we must know the culture and what's going on in our culture if we want to change the culture back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And so with doing that, friends, something came across my social media platforms, and it was a guy named Killer Mike. He was a big black dude, and I bring the color of his skin up because it's going to bring itself into this conversation perfectly. And he had a lot of good things to say. And as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking, okay, this is, yeah, that's right. And this is right after the whole a murder of Mr. Floyd here in the state of Minnesota and South Minneapolis here. And, you know, again, what he said was great. He was saying a lot of good things, and then all of a sudden he said, I am so sick and tired of seeing white men killing black men. And I just thought to myself, wait a second, aren't you some of the people that continuously decry crime for what it is, but you always have to put a label on it or the color of the man's skin on it? Because to be quite honest with you, when I see a black man suffer injustice, I'm just as indignant as when I see a white man suffer injustice. And it's interesting that the mainstream media loves to put these people up as long as they can make it an issue of continuously pitting people one against another. And that's exactly what this man was doing. And I just thought to myself, dude, you're talking about Martin Luther King. And it's interesting, folks. I have more of an understanding and partaking with the history of those that call themselves black people that are for civil rights in black communities. Hey, folks, I have more of an understanding because I dove in to that whole civil rights movement to the point of sitting down with the mayor in Atlanta for over 3 hours. And we became friends. Andrew Young, who used to be MLK's right-hand man. Even spending time with Sam Kyle, who was standing right next to him when he was shot. Even spending time and taking the time to go find out for myself what happened during the civil rights movement concerning that of MLK and what took place across the country. I sat there with Roger Wilkins, who's now gone, who was a part of the DOJ. And why they continuously bring forth and make reference to the color of men's skin bewilders me, because it's like, wait a second, I thought you were the one suffering the abuse, but you're the one that keeps resurrecting the color of men's skin only to keep the issue alive. You know, black power, said MLK, and he was right when he said it. Black power is as dangerous as white power. And it's interesting, when you look at Lady Liberty, she has a blindfold across her eyes. Why? Because justice is blind. It's not an issue of the color of our skin. It's an issue of law. Law that condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous. But again, the mainstream media loves to put these people up as long as they make it an issue of divide. Because what they don't realize, many of these smart guys in these communities, they're being used for the little jots and tittles in their messages that continuously divide the American people through color. And isn't it interesting, friends? The Lord didn't do that. He broke down the barriers. As a matter of fact, our Creator created all on this planet, regardless of their color, which shows you and it shows me that He loves variety. He loves color. And let me put this into this conversation before this first heartbreak as well. White people are a people of color as much as black people are a people of color. I'm sick and tired of people fueling this narrative. And keep in mind, friends, for the most part, this was all water under the bridge until criminal Barack Hussein Obama was doing his best for an 8-year tenure, not to only transgress the Constitution over 1,162 times, but also do his best to, well, entertain our sworn enemies in the People's White House and continuously resurrect things of the past that have nothing to do with the present. Folks, well, there's healing. Nope. They want to continuously wound, and they want to continuously indoctrinate another generation to rise up and play the useful idiots in their hands. And we got to get beyond this, friends. All nations are one blood. All nations are one blood. Acts 17:26. Going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Subscribe. Go to the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com and join us on SOL Radio. And you can get a live feed anytime you want to, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, great. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, John 8:32. The list goes on. So, let's get on this one, friends. It's the fastest hour in radio, I hear. Oh, by the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. We're broadcasting into 155 cities even now, as well as 53 countries. So again, we thank you for that. I want to go over to Belgium. We don't spend a lot of time there, but I do want to show you what's happening in that little country that's being censored as well. Again, it's quite powerful. Americans should have been doing this a long time ago. Praise God for RFK Jr. having his massive protest. And once again, friends, didn't the mainstream media and their useful idiots do exactly what I told you they were going to do? They're always going to belittle our efforts when, in fact, friends, we are easily in the majority. What did they do? They reported that RFK's massive protest with hundreds of thousands of people there in protest of what's taking place concerning this pandemic. They belittled it, and they said thousands protested. Folks, they do this all the time. They did the same thing with the abortion protest in D.C. They reported thousands showed up when, in fact, there were 650,000 people that showed up. Friends, does this not tell you that you people in America have the power to bring about change? Yes, it does. And what's also interesting, friends, I was just talking to one of my friends today. Do you realize, Americans, during the pandemic, in the beginning of the pandemic, every single church, though they were few, didn't bow the knee to Caesar? Did you know that every one of those churches won the day? See, faith with works brings about the blessing, not the other way around. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. What is happening? The power of protest, man. The power is in the hands of the people under God. And either you're going to tolerate it or you're going to deal with it. Well, here's another country, America, that is not going to bow the knee. They never have bowed the knee. And what's happening is they're rising up to the level of expectation to remain a free people. So are you ready for this? Because I hope you are, friends, because this is quite powerful. And I praise God that there's people in other countries doing what it is that we should be doing in ours for the most part. The Lord is provoking the American people to jealousy. Back to the things of the Lord, if you're listening. Here we go. That's pretty crazy that they would bring up. Did you notice that right there? I didn't see that at the first time that we played this, but they showed a picture of President Macron. This is the guy from France that said he was going to do everything in his power to blank people off, namely the unvaccinated. Boy, that guy's, it's just a matter of time. He's going to get it, friends. And the arrogance about this punk, he has forgotten his place long ago. And clearly, friends, he's not serving the people in that country in any sense of the word. But what I just showed you is actually in Belgium. That's in Belgium. And they're beginning to rise up. And I'm sure they've been on the rise for a long time. Hey, folks, it's been said by William Cullen Bryant that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. What you're seeing is that rise again, folks. Again, but I want to reiterate so badly, and I want you to hear me so badly. I just want to take a hammer and drop this in by force if need be. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, but a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, Jeremiah 23:29. I just want to get this in your heart. Don't let it stop with this going away, friends. Don't let it stop with this just going away. It stops when every single individual that was a part of the crimes against humanity concerning this pandemic are held liable for their crimes against the innocent. Every single one of them. That's what I'm looking for. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Now what I want to do is I want to get over and I want to show you that Dr. McCullough, he said now those hunting misinformation are spreading it, right? This is the Surgeon General calling for more censorship. The Surgeon General is calling for more censorship. Why? Because they lost the narrative long ago. That's why they had to change it from the coronavirus to the Omicron virus, right? And it's going to go to another one, Americans, if you allow it to continue on. Rest assured. Rest assured. And for those that are just going along to get along, you think your compliance is going to cause the bad guys to leave you alone? Nope, it's the opposite effect is in play, okay? You're encouraging them to do it. You're adding strength to tyranny on so many different levels. What I want to do now is I want to bring you over to this little interview. I'm sorry to say it again, but here's Laura Ingraham. It was actually a good piece, but again, my point here is showing you, friends, that they are upping the ante when it comes to more censorship, and I'm also here to tell you we're going to have none of it. We're going to have none of it. Friends, people, as I've said before over the last couple weeks, people, there's a different language going on. People are at the end of their wires, okay? And the fact of the matter is, they've drawn the line in the sand. Many people believe that there's we're beyond that of political reformation. They believe it's only going to be dealt with by the wicked that continuously push this narrative forward. And in many cases, I have to agree with them, friends. It's interesting how we hear from all the hot shots in federal government, like the Ted Cruz's and the Rand Paul's and the Jim Jordan's, and the list goes on. I highlight this quite a bit because I want you to know this is the best that you've got, and they're doing absolutely nothing but doing what their masters tell them to do, and that is nothing. Just put a show on for the people. Appease the American people. And then just leave it there. and then we'll violate the people again. We win, you lose, Americans. That's the message. So let's get over to this interview really quick. Again, this is Laura Ingram, but this, again, is not the point that I'm bringing. The point that I'm bringing is what Dr. McCullough has to say concerning the U.S. general. Surgeon, forgive me. And, again, let's check this out, folks.
Apocalyptic pronouncements seem to be losing sway, not just with the public, but among some of his cronies as well. First came the CDC's big admission that natural immunity was stronger than the vaccines. Then they were forced to admit that cloth masks were worthless. We told you that almost 2 years ago. And now some of the most strident supporters of some of these mandates are beginning to see the light.
In a world where we have a lot of immunity and we're dealing with less virulent strain, the expectations will get reset a little bit. We need to look at the things that have been the most divisive and might not necessarily be contributing the most to trying to reduce further spread in society.
Joining me now is Dr. Peter McCullough, cardiologist, epidemiologist based in Dallas, Texas. Dr. McCullough, first of all, you were awesome at that rally over the weekend. I watched all the video. I wasn't able to be there, but that was
of
such
course
a
you weren't, Laura.
Show
too busy
of
doing
support
your
and clarity, and
Fox
it was a diverse
thing.
Crowd. It was just awesome. So I want to say that first and foremost. But do you sense a shift in some of the thinking of the medical talking heads?
It's clear, and I think they're listening to Senator Ron Johnson, who clearly understands pandemic response better than anybody in Washington. He held a five-hour Senate panel yesterday titled A Second Opinion, and there were dozens of physicians, clinical investigators, scientists, nurses, patients, and they made it clear that America has always needed early treatment for COVID-19 to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death, and that the science now is settled, that the vaccines aren't sufficiently effective to reduce or handle the pandemic,
no, they're
and
deadly.
They're not safe enough to mandate.
Well, Biden's Surgeon General now believes the key to ending the pandemic apparently is censorship. Watch.
This is not just about what government can do. This is about companies and individuals recognizing that the only way we get past misinformation is if we are careful about what we say and we use the power that we have to limit the spread of that misinformation.
They don't.
That's going to be a critical part of how we get through this pandemic.
Is that crazy, friends?
Well, Dr. McCullough, you know this. I know this. A lot of the doctors who have appeared on the Ingram Angle over the last 2 years know this all too well. They have been censoring.
They need to all be lawfully
area,
rounded up, friends.
Physicians
they do.
Who saw success with certain therapeutics.
I asked that question yesterday in public on the Senate record now. Who's actually received, been the recipient of censorship or reprisal, professional injury? 80% of people in the room raised their hands.
80% of the people in the room answered as to who's been censored. So 80% of your information's been censored to this point. It's time to round them up, friends, lawfully. It's time to round them up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FDA is blocking a state from using alternate COVID-19 fighting drugs. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly without any notice or clinical data.
The federal trial in the Minnesota killing of George Floyd is in its third day. Three former Minneapolis police officers are accused of not providing medical help or stopping Floyd's 2020 arrest. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay. We always want that cool intro to come back in, GCN. Thanks. Totally appreciate that. 1-866-582-9933. My gosh, I could literally sit here on this program, friends, all day long and show you all the countries all over the world defying. And this is new. This is daily information. And yet they say in America, again, they're sitting back watching their governors that have already been called out for their unconstitutional edicts concerning their mandates, which are completely tyrannical at every given step, friends, of their tyrannies. And what do? Well, they keep pushing the agenda forward in America, and they're pushing them back in other countries. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I hope in judgment, friends, during that Book of Lamentations, because it's coming, I hope we're not put in a situation where the world doesn't hear us. Because the world's looking at us right now saying, why are you not doing anything about what's going on? Because it all starts from the people's White House. It all starts from the people's White House. I want to show you one more thing here, and we're going to get over to the main message here, introducing you to their masters. Because you just heard the Surgeon General introduce you to his master. You just heard all of these other said individuals on these World Health Organization boards that are introducing you to their masters. And it's not the law that keeps the people free or safe, Deuteronomy 25:1. It's taking heed to the tyrant because they're getting paid, because they've sold the people up that they're supposed to serve for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. And we all know this to be true. We all know this to be true. Let me bring you over to an individual. I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page or the top left side of the page now. Forgive me, we're on the very top, both my show and Tim Brown's show, the morning show on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And before it's news.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. One more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you look at what's on social media platforms right now, listen carefully. What it is, friends, those that are driving, those that are listening to me on radio right now, it's a audio video that I'm going to play for everybody. And it's going to be very clear. You don't need to see it, but it's interesting that I have the social media platforms. And here's Facebook again, missing context. The same information was checked in another post by independent fact checkers. See, friends, these people, without a shadow of a doubt, are acting in such a fashion that they are above the law. Their fact checkers have been found out to be CIA operatives. That's a fact, Snopes.com, okay? They're fact checkers over at Facebook or are former CNN employees, Communist Network News. They're propaganda outlets. They're subversive to American government. The Facebook cartel has been busted over and over and over again for false information concerning their fact checkers. In other words, just giving their opinions. As a matter of fact, that's what was reported. They know that in many cases it's just their opinion. And really what it comes down to, friends, is they don't want you to know the truth that exposes the lies of their masters. You see how this works? And I'm about ready to show it to you in just a moment. I want to go over to this individual, and I want you to listen to him statistically as to what's going on over in England. Now, he's on Joe Rogan's show. I think Joe's got a lot of good things to say, but I think he's kind of a knucklehead in some ways, too. Now, is that demeaning? No, it's just my opinion. Hey, folks, if you're not preaching the Word of God, the fact of the matter is you got a wooden, blunt sword. We have the sword of the Spirit here, Hebrews 4:12. Read it when you get a moment. But again, I think this is good information, and I'm giving you the information to stay on the cutting edge. And folks, here's the other thing. We don't want to be behind the line on the defensive. We want to be ahead of it. We want to be ahead of the curve concerning what is in fact taking place here in this country. And the way to do that is to stay on the issues. Like I said earlier, and again, it's important that you know this, the sons of Issachar knew the times. And so are we to know the times. But we want to get on the offensive because we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail, and they shall not. That's a promise from the Christ. And the way to do that is to give you the information that I'm giving you even today. Listen to what this man has to say.
It comes out of the UK and Israel. And I have to keep saying this to people because they almost don't believe it. In the UK, 70%+ of the people who die now from COVID are fully vaccinated. And in Israel, that was
70%.
7 in 10 of the people. I'm going to keep saying it because nobody believes it, but the numbers are there.
I totally believe it. It's okay? Easy to find.
It's not a secret. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not somebody saying, oh, I heard this from my cousin. It's in British government documents from the UK, Public Health England. If you Google variants of concern, UK technical briefing. Here it is. Okay. So these are deaths.
So now he's giving his statistics. So, confirming and reaffirming his message.
Second dose more than 14 days above the specimen, before specimen date. These are people who have died. Fully vaccinated people who have died. There were 1,270 fully vaccinated people who died out of 1,500 in the over 80 category.
But this is
Okay, so I got a question for everybody out there that still doesn't quite figure out what aggravates me about all of this. Do they not have the same information that we have, the same statistics that we have here, friends? Because they do. Matter of fact, in many cases, it's the corrupt CDC kicking them out. Vayers kicking them out. How is it that they don't know their own mechanisms, their own recording mechanisms concerning statistics as to who's dying and who's not dying? Because that's all I have to do is just simply go over to Health Impact News, man, and it's right in front of my face. I can go to Europe at any given time. I can go to America to know the difference as to what's going on. Up to 65% increase in deaths among 18 to 49 years old in 2021. This is all coming from the CDC. So this should show you how out of loop or how out of touch the mainstream media is with the facts and the politicians as well. Okay, I just as quick as he said what he said, here's my reaction, and how fast I can get the information that I need to bring to the people. So I have on Health Impact News right now found 1,053,830 cases where vaccine is COVID-19, right? This is coming from VAERS data, and then it gives the deaths, death count, permanent disability. By the way, a lot of people are dying from cancer. A lot of people are being they are being blinded by the vaccinations. They're having body parts being amputated. This isn't fictitious stuff here, friends. This is stuff that's easy to find, okay? We have life-threatening. We have birth defects. We know, as a matter of fact, here, let me show you this really quick. Because this is something I wanted to bring up yesterday, and I never got to it. But some of you didn't see this, and I want you to see it, because these are people that recently received the experimental jab as well. Okay, now, I'm going to say one more thing here. In 1986, right, Childhood Safety Act basically rendered them impervious. It's called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Rendered our said representatives said to the American people, the medical industry, big pharma can do whatever they want to do, and they are not going to be held accountable for the injuries of what it is that they're selling to you. So if that doesn't tell you what you're dealing with here, friends, nothing will. And again, I want you to understand something. Why I stay on this front is because the mainstream media, regardless of who they are, is so busy trying to pepper with propaganda to divide, to confuse Daniel 9-7, and the list goes on, the American people. I want to have a clear front. I want to have clear statistics. And I can say safely, friends, over the last 3 years, we have not wavered. But it's something that is confronting us every single day of the week. Why is it that you want to hear the score of the last football game? Why is it that you want to hear about this pretended war that they're trying to create between Russia and America and China when they're all in it together calling for a new world order? Matter of fact, just today, friends, I was listening to some audio of Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, making deals with the Ukraine president during his tenure as the vice president of the United States of America. You can pull up the audio video. It's the same thing with the Clintons. It's right. They have the smoking gun in their hand, and yet nothing's done. Folks, this government, you just heard them a couple minutes ago. I'm saying the same things. You just heard this government that is committing crimes against you through the Surgeon General say that we need to further censor misinformation. What is the misinformation? The misinformation is the truth that would hold them accountable concerning their violations and transgressions of law. They don't want anything to do with it, yet that's the church's job, Ephesians 5:11. Now, I want to show you this really quick, just for the sake of time. We got to get to our main topic here. I want you to check this out.
Welcome to the COVID memorial.
This is COVID memorial. These are babies that have died.
Who have died after receiving the vaccine.
After receiving the vaccine. In many cases, the mothers were vaccinated and then the babies died.
Mothers were vaccinated. Dead babies whose mothers were vaccinated and then continued to breastfeed. Children dead within 4 to 8 weeks after being breastfed by a vaccinated mother. Otherwise perfectly healthy children.
Yeah, they're poisoning them. Look at them all.
People dying on the same day or within days of the vaccine. Some it takes a little longer. And let's not forget that many of these people were forced to take the vaccine.
No. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. They were not forced. They forfeited their stand. Okay? Let me say it again. They were not forced. They forfeited their stand because they just wanted this to all go away. And what went away was the lives of the people that complied. Just think about that. Yeah, you don't hear that very often, do you? Well, you just did. We're going to be right back after this heartbreak. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks, guys, down at GCN. Appreciate you guys. 1-866-582-9933. Introducing you to their masters. Now, I'm just going to go to a certain amount of plateau concerning stages, levels, so on and so forth, scripturally, so you can understand how this game is played. I want you to listen carefully. 1 Kings 13:33 tells us this. After this thing, Jeroboam, he was a corrupt king. He returned not from his evil way. So who did he choose to do his biddings for him? I can tell you, scoundrels, sinners that are doing the same thing as he is. Do you remember Benito Mussolini said, scoundrels are much easier to control. So in other words, he has to get the debased, right? He's got to get the, well, as we would call the foolish, the immoral. And we need to put them in positions of power. And then what we need to do is give them a voice to lower the standard and level of expectation. The level of expectation in this country is the law fulfilled in the Christ, right? Romans 3:31. Don't forget that. But what does the world do? And I'm talking about America right now, all across the boards. They take the corrupt. They take the immoral because they know that they'll do their biddings for them. Hey, folks, corrupt devils behind pulling the strings of these said world leaders. They're not leaders. They're supposed to be representatives. Folks, they desire people that are just like them and their father, who come to steal, kill, and destroy. Talking about those that have no truth in them, John 8:44, John 10:10, turn that around to put it in order. And I want to show you exactly how that works. Again, after this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the priests, the corrupt priests of the day, right? Of the high places, right? The Franklin Grahams, the Billy Grahams of the day, the Pat Robertson, that lunatic. You take others that are put up, the Kenneth Copeland. These are all different movements, but notice the same earmarks, per se, the same characteristics. They're all debased. And it's, for the most part, they're immoral. But it also shows you who they're working for. And it's not the Lord, and they're not preaching his law, because if they were, that would break up the law of the corrupt here on this earth. And that would be the Lord's will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. But I want you to listen to this again. But made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places, whoever would, he's, listen carefully, whoever would do his biddings is what he's saying. He consecrated them. He made them his own, and he became one of the priests of the high places. So they take the corrupt and they put him in a position. Here, prime example, Alina Kagan. She sits on the Supreme Court. She's known for queerifying Harvard. She's never judged a case a day in her life, but she's immoral enough to take orders, and that's exactly what she's doing there. Okay? That's exactly what she's doing there. And what is she doing? She's showing her radicalism by warring against the very law that keeps us all free. They're appointed. Okay? But if the American people would take their government by the scruff of the shirt, I'll tell you what, this could all change very quickly. But let me give you a video example here of how this works, and then I'm going to break it down little by little through Scripture over the next 7 minutes. You ready for this? This is pretty crazy. Here's a prime example, too. You get a bunch of gossiping women on a television program, and what's worse is you get the mainstream media highlighting the things that Whoopi Goldberg has to say. Folks, really? I mean, the woman's responsible for killing how many of her own children? She's about as lawless as they get, and this only, again, proves my point. But let's check this out. This is Jen Psaki, right, on this little gossip show. And I want you to listen carefully, pay attention carefully to the details as to what she says. This is really slow, but let me show you how it works.
I'm enjoying you so much today.
I really am.
I'm enjoying you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
But a little bird told me that you said you might be resigning the job this year. Say it isn't so. Is it true?
I don't know when I'm leaving. This is an honor and a privilege, and I love working for President Obama.
She almost said, whoa.
President Biden, every single day. I love spending time with him, hearing what's on his mind.
Do you wish, like, you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. I'd be fine with that.
10 years, happy days.
I'd be fine with that, huh?
I really am.
I'd be fine with that. Now, I know that there's a lot of
the world to many hilarious and
I know that there's a lot of ignorant people out there that actually believe Obama pulls the strings, but I'm here to tell you, if you remember right, Clinton said back in the 90s, he said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Of course. That's why they get away with what they get away with. They do what they're told, and then they're protected in their crimes. They're called extorted men, just for the record. Okay. Also keep in mind, remember when Obama, criminal Obama, the foreigner sodomite, was in the People's White House? Do you remember before he was allegedly voted in the second time? He told the Russian diplomat caught on a hot mic that he said he would the second term. He couldn't do it right now. So, in other words, everything was predetermined. How could that be? When, in fact, folks, we knew that the numbers weren't even close to lining up with him having a second victory. Okay? Are you beginning to see their masters? Because, friends, what they're doing is introducing you to their masters. Okay? Barack Obama is not the final say. Okay? He's got more vitality than this criminal that you now accept, many of you, as the President of the United States of America. And let me say it again, friends, he is not my president. He will never be my president. Furthermore, any man that takes that office, is subject to Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause. Under God, he's the one that we follow, period. Okay? I want to show you this, too, just to show you how the orders come down. And really, when the orders come down, they show you who their masters are. Do you remember when Bill Gates would say something? And then all of a sudden you would see these said politicians parodying the things that Bill Gates said, the unqualified, unelected, right? He's not a physician. He's not an elected representative. But isn't it interesting how all of a sudden Billy says something and then all the politicians say the same thing? And so do those in these organizations that have been created to create a system of tyranny over the people on a global basis. Here, let me show you the other one, introducing you to their masters. Dr. Malone reveals Nancy Pelosi asked him not to speak about CDC data. Could have changed everything. Now, why would she say that? Well, during that particular time, friends, remember one of the CEOs from the CDC came forward. I believe there's four or five of them. And he came out and he brought it to Congress that the CDC needs to be criminally investigated because they are manufacturing data. This is in 2015. Okay? What do we find? Well, we knew these said politicians already knew all the well as to what was coming down the line. Of course they do. And folks, don't you see when they advocate mandates, unconstitutional of all they are, don't you see who they're introducing you to? They're introducing you to their masters. Okay? Let me go to another one. Let me go over to Luke 3 just to show you how this happens because they all have subordinates. And Nancy Pelosi happens to be one of the little useful idiots that's called a subordinate in this particular case. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all of them. Donald Trump, all of them, friends. They are subordinates to their masters. Now, when you go to Luke 3, it says, now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, all the bad guys in power is what I'm highlighting, Herod being tetrarch over the province of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, okay, and Licinius, and tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and that of Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God, came unto John of Zacharias in the wilderness. John the Baptist, that bad boy prophet. Notice the order. Notice the subordinates. Notice all the bad guys were put into place. And whose biddings were they doing, friends? The devil's. That's why they had to war in their particular provinces to keep everybody submitted to them. Well, again, we've said so many times, friends, that the history of mankind teaches us you can only oppress a people for so long. That history teaches us the exact same thing. Well, what about Nebuchadnezzar? It tells us in Daniel 3 that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, the corrupt king, wanted the people to submit to the god that he served, which was gold, whose height was 80 cubits. He goes on and on and on. And it was set in the province of Babylon. Now listen carefully. Verse 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image, what Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Okay? This is how the devil operates. But I want you to know something, friends. We know that they're introducing us to their masters. But I want to tell you about a guy named Jesus Christ who mastered all of them, who's the governor of all nations, who's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Don't ever forget, friends, we are subject to Him and Him alone. Let's undo these masters and those that they introduce us to.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.